What's on your shopping list, Taylor?
I need some beef and pork. I also need produce to make a salad. What's on your list?
I don't have one.
You didn't make a shopping list?
No, I don't need a shopping list. I just look around the store and buy what's on sale.
All right, but you waste money that way. You buy things that you don't need.
So let's go to the meat department first. Maybe I'll get some chicken.
Okay, then let's go to the produce department. I need lettuce.
Maybe I'll get some apples. Those are my favorite fruit.
I also need milk.
Me too. We can go to the dairy section.
And I need bread and a few other things.
Lead the way. I'll push the shopping cart.
When you go to the supermarket, you should have a shopping list. A shopping list helps you to remember what to buy. You don't want to buy things that you don't need. If you need chicken, beef, or pork, go to the meat department. If you need things like lettuce or apples, go to the produce department. Milk is in the dairy section. If you are buying many things, you can use a shopping cart. Push it around the store and put everything in it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Are you shopping later? Today will help.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. So glad you're here with us today. And today's topic is shopping.
And the title of our lesson is Going to the Supermarket. Well, this will be a very helpful lesson today.
I think so. We need to know these kinds of words and know how to talk about the supermarket.
Yes. And yesterday we talked about carrots and pears. You can cook them or use them in a salad.
And if you don't want to cook, you can buy prepared foods. The deli sells both hot and cold food.
Today we can continue talking about the groceries. Groceries are all the foods you buy at the supermarket. And we also call the supermarket the grocery store.
And when we cook things, we will go to the supermarket to get everything. You can even get spices.
Oh, we use spices a lot. I wouldn't call them a food because we eat them, but we wouldn't call them a food. These help make our food taste really great.
Right. Salt is an example of a spice. You don't want to eat salt by itself. Ugh. But it helps make your food taste better.
I will make sure to get spices like pepper. I like spicy food, so I'll make sure to get that.
Oh, all right. Well, spices do add a lot of flavor to your meals, and grocery stores are the place to go for them. But now it's time for our keywords, and Christina is the person to go to for that. Let's go to her now.
Hello, 今天 Taylor 和 James 一起到超市去采购东西。Taylor 需要一些牛肉。牛肉就是 beef. Taylor needs some beef. 牛肉是不可数名词。除了牛肉 beef 之外 ,Taylor 还需要猪肉 pork. Taylor also needs pork.James 或许会买点鸡肉，所以他说 Let's go to the meat department first. 我们先到肉品部吧。名词 department 就是部门的意思。Taylor 说他买完肉之后，他想去买生菜或者是莴苣 lettuce. She needs lettuce. 买了蔬果之后，他们会到乳制品区去买牛奶。They will go to the dairy section for some milk.名词 section 就是区域、部门的意思。
What's on your shopping list, Taylor?
I need some beef and pork. I also need produce to make a salad. What's on your list?
I don't have one.
You didn't make a shopping list?
No, I don't need a shopping list. I just look around the store and buy what's on sale.
All right, but you waste money that way. You buy things that you don't need.
Oh, good, a shopping list. We write lists all the time to remember things. Okay, if I make chicken noodle soup, what would be on my shopping list for the supermarket?
Okay, so you want to write down all the ingredients you need for chicken noodle soup. You probably need chicken and noodles. What else?
Maybe an onion would taste good. What about if you make a birthday cake? What things would you write down on your shopping list?
Okay, the ingredients for a cake are flour, sugar, all sorts of things.
That's right. So what is on Taylor's shopping list?
Taylor needs some beef and pork. In English, we make a difference between the animal and the meat for food sometimes.
But not all the time. The meat from a cow is called beef. The meat from a pig is called pork. And chicken is...
That's exactly what I was going to say. The meat from chicken, still chicken. Well, Taylor also needs produce to make a salad. Produce is a word to talk about fresh food. If you have to eat it that day or it needs to go in the fridge, then it's probably produce.
Eggs, milk, bread, vegetables, fruit, and meat. These are produce. Well, we also eat salads, which are fresh. So what do you like to eat for a salad, Pauline?
Ooh, I like fruit salads. That's just a lot of different fruit cut up and mixed together.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I like spinach salads. They are very healthy. Well, I can't believe that James doesn't make a shopping list when he goes to the supermarket.
He doesn't? Really? How does he know what to get?
He says that he just looks around the store and buys what's on sale.
Okay, well, first let's hear a little bit more about this sentence with Christina.
James 说他不必列买菜清单，他只要到店里看看有什么特价的就买什么。I just look around the store and buy what's on sale. 句尾的 what's on sale 指的是特价的东西，它做 buy 的受词。我们来练习这种说法。Tell me what's in your mind. 告诉我你在想什么。Just say what's true. 只要说真话就好。Do you know what's in the box?你知道箱子里有什么东西吗?
Thanks, Christina. Yeah, James thinks that he doesn't need a shopping list. He can just look around for the sales.
Well, I do like doing that, but I still have a list. What if I forget to get milk, or milk will be the same price every time? I would hate to forget that.
Yeah, it's not going to be on sale, so you'll just buy it that one time. Although I do sometimes walk around the store just to see what is a good price.
Susie makes a good point. You waste money that way. You buy things that you don't need.
I agree with that. I also think we can use it with Rebecca. Here she is.
Hey, friends, you arrived just in time.To learn something new in use it. And here's the sentence pattern. You do something that you don't something. Okay, let's look at a few examples. You do things that you don't want to do. Or you could say, you say things that you don't need to say. Got it? Then go ahead and...Use it!
All right, thanks, Rebecca. Friends, now it is time for us to take a quick break, but don't worry, we'll be right back. Don't go away!
Let's talk in English! 10 minutes every day, that's the way!
Let's see. eggs, bananas, and milk.
Hey, Pauline, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, I'm making a list. I want to make banana bread. I will need 2 bananas.
No, I think you will need 4 bananas.
Why? That would mean that I would make twice as much banana bread.
Yes, because I would like banana bread too. You can make me a loaf. Thank you so much.
I don't know about that. Friends, let's just go on to conversation B.
So let's go to the meat department first. Maybe I'll get some chicken.
Okay, then let's go to the produce department. I need lettuce.
Maybe I'll get some apples. Those are my favorite fruit.
I also need milk.
Me too. We can go to the dairy section.
And I need bread and a few other things.
Lead the way. I'll push the shopping cart.
Peter, do you ever get lost in the supermarket? Do you ever need to walk back and forth and go in circles?
Yes, I do. There's so many different aisles to walk down and find your groceries. What about you?
Well, I remember when I was little getting lost in the grocery store. I couldn't find my mom. It was very scary.
Oh, that's happened to me too. So I am glad that they have a plan to get where they need to in the store. James says, let's go to the meat department first.
Oh, now let's go to the Christina department.
What? She has her own department now?
No, I just wanted to say that. But let's go to her now anyways.
因为 Taylor 需要买肉，所以 James 说 So let's go to the meat department first. 名词 department, 部门是今天的单字。它用来指大组织中的分支部门。所以超市里面有 meat department, 肉品部。也有 produce department, 蔬果部门。如果在大学里 ,department of law, 就是法律系。department of history, 就是历史系。那在公司里 ,art department, 就是美术设计部。sales department, 就是销售部。所以百货公司才会用 department store。因为百货公司里分门别类有不同类型的产品专区。这些都是department 这个字的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So in the supermarket, there are different departments. Each one has different things.
An office has different departments too. Our office has an English department. It also has a TV department.
So our friends are getting chicken. So they will have to go to the meat department.
I don't often go to the meat department.
Then they will get lettuce.
Oh, that's in the produce department. I often go there.
They have lettuce and other vegetables too. They also have fruit.
I love the produce department. Let's go now. Lead the way.
I don't know if you realize, but we are not in a supermarket right now.
Peter, lead the way.It's time for today's
calendar phrase.
Lead the way.
Lead the way. 你带路。
Let's hike up the hill.
Okay, lead the way.
No, wait. Let's hike in the woods.
Okay, lead the way.
No, wait.Let's hike around the lake.
Okay, lead the way.
No, wait. Let's go back home.
Okay, I'll lead the way.
Lead the way.
Lead the way. 你带路。
That was a fun calendar phrase.The next time a friend can help show you where to go, you can say, lead the way.
All right, everyone. Here is a quick test for you. if you want to buy milk, where would you go to get that?
Oh, you would go to the dairy section. If you want to get ice cream, do you go to the dairy section too?
Actually, even though ice cream is made from dairy, you can find it in the frozen food department. Believe me, I know where the ice cream is.
All right, well, good thing our friends have a shopping cart. They can put everything in there.
Supermarkets usually have shopping carts that you can push, or you can get something smaller. You can use a basket to carry your food instead.
If I am not driving a car, if I am walking, I will remember to carry a basket. If I push a cart, I will buy too many things.
That's right, and then it's very heavy to carry. Well, friends, we learned a lot of good words today. Let's review them together now.
Here's our first keyword from today. Beef. Beef. Beef is a kind of red meat.
Pork. Pork. We can eat pork for dinner.
Department. Department. Let's look in the shoe department.
Lettuce. Lettuce. Make a salad with this lettuce.
Section. Section. I'm in the book section of the store. Okay, friends, keep on practicing at home. And now let's take a look back at our lessons one more time.
What's on your shopping list, Taylor?
I need some beef and pork. I also need produce to make a salad. What's on your list?
I don't have one.
You didn't make a shopping list?
No, I don't need a shopping list. I just look around the store and buy what's on sale.
All right, but you waste money that way. You buy things that you don't need.
So let's go to the meat department first. Maybe I'll get some chicken.
Okay, then let's go to the produce department. I need lettuce.
Maybe I'll get some apples. Those are my favorite fruit.
I also need milk.
Me too. We can go to the dairy section.
And I need bread and a few other things.
Lead the way. I'll push the shopping cart.
Wow! Shopping at the supermarket is super fun!
Yes, we bought so much.
Yeah! We bought chicken and beef and pork, and we got that from the meat department.
Lettuce, apples, carrots from the produce department?
And bananas, too.
Right. What did we get from the dairy section?
Milk, butter, and eggs. Oh, we forgot the ice cream.
Next time, let's make a shopping list.
So we don't forget anything.
No, so we don't buy too much.
Yeah, right.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. This is Jack. I am looking at my shopping list. I need to go to the supermarket. I have several things to buy. I like to go to the supermarket. Don't you? I can find almost everything I want there. And I can also spend a lot of money. Oh, it's time for me to go. See you later.
Supermarkets are large stores. They sell food and many other things. But most people go to supermarkets to buy food. You can buy meat. You can buy fruits and vegetables. You can buy bread, cakes, and cookies. You can buy milk and cheese. You can buy food in boxes and cans too. Supermarkets are very convenient. Years ago, you had to go to a different store to buy each of those things. Today, they're all in the same place, the supermarket. When you go in the door, you pick up a shopping basket or get a shopping cart. Then you walk around the store and find the food you want. You can choose everything you want. Some supermarkets have special sections. They have a meat and seafood counter. You can ask a clerk for the meat or fish you want. There is also often a deli counter. There you can buy fresh salads and cooked meat for sandwiches. Sometimes you can buy hot food there as well. You can take it home and eat it right away. Supermarkets also sell some medicine and other personal products. You can get almost everything you need at a supermarket. It's one-stop shopping.
Okay, I'm back. I bought a lot of things at the supermarket. You can see that. I got everything on my list, and now I have to put everything away. Some things were on sale, so I saved money. But I also saved time, because I only had to shop in one store. It was great. Okay, I had to go and put the milk and eggs in the refrigerator. See you next time, everyone. Thanks for stopping by. Bye.
Hey, Peter, we forgot to talk about my favorite section of the grocery store.
What is it, Pauline? Which section?
The candy section. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, it's the organic section.
Oh, that is very good to know about. In the organic section, the food is from farms that use less or no pesticides or other kind of poisons or chemicals.
Right. So it's healthier for you. It's good for nature and good for you. I like that section.
Me too. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today, and keep on practicing at home. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.